When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Gerard Mayo on this show Monday, and Scheim alluded to it when he put the Patriots ownership group in timeout a little while ago because he believes that they were indeed calling around the league and asking for advice. And he, I assume you believe that is going behind the back of your head coach. Am I correct?
Correct. And I think the very end of that clip is was basically him being pissed with the Crafts. Like, that was him directly saying, like, why are you going elsewhere? We know everybody is telling you that Alex Van Pelt is doing a good job and the quarterback is progressing well. Why is anybody ever talking to anybody else?
I love America, because when people hear things, they hear them two different ways. Like, some people say,
probably not just America.
He's pissed, so there has to be some truth to it. Where I hear, like, okay, he's pissed and he's tired of it because he knows there's no truth to it. So it's kind of really, I just think it's...
I think you think that there may be some partial truth to it. It just may not be as malicious as people are making it out to be. Like you said on Monday, mm-hmm. and I think that you're right, that maybe there was conversations had between Bill and people outside Robert and people outside the organization, but it was more so just making small talk, and it came down to, oh, how's Drake May doing? Right. Yeah, what did you do with a rookie quarterback? And then that was probably relayed to Gerard Mayo, and he's annoyed with the way in which it's blown up.
Right.
Like, I think that there were probably phone calls had, but I don't think that there was malicious intent when it came to Robert speaking to others.
And I don't think there was calls directly. Those phone calls were directly to get insight
yes.
on a quarterback.
It just came up.
Maybe he's having a conversation with another owner.
Yeah.
That it was in a similar position. You know, the owner of the Buffalo Bills. Isn't that the Ralph Wilson family or whatever?
Pagula,
sorry. Hey, you know, you had a young quarterback. What are some of the things that you did? Okay, cool. And then, like, it's not like something that they made it seem like, when I say they, Burt Breer and whoever else reported it, made it seem like Robert was going out there aggressively and trying to get information on how to manage and figure out how to best get what you need out of a
young... But is that his purview?
Because no,
like,
but
is that Robert Kraft's purview?
No, that's Elliot Wolf's job. That's why you hired him. That's the coach's job. That's why you hired them.
Right, but they made it seem like Robert was doing this because Elliot Wolf and Gerard Mayo didn't know how to do it.
Right. Yeah, no, that's exactly what it made it seem like, Wiggy,
right.
is that he was doing it because he felt that other people weren't necessarily competent enough to do it. And that's a horrible look. If you just watch Drake May, any person that knows has watched football for any length of time, uh-huh. you just watch Drake May play each week, does it look like he's getting better each week?
Yes.
Bingo. That's all you need. That's all the information as the owner that you need to see. You
so
know
you
that they're clearly doing their job.
So then you don't believe the reports that he was...
No, I absolutely believe the reports that he was calling other people, Wiggy.
And so you don't... So you think...
Because I think it's incompetent.
He's hired two people that are incompetent and can't get him to develop, but you just said he's developing every week.
Yeah, no, what I'm telling you is that I think...
Am I the one with the popsicle head?
No, yes.
You are, I think.
Yes, you are,
yeah,
because you're not listening.
Yeah. I'm listening.
I'm telling you I believe
yep.
that the Crafts were calling around because they don't know what they're doing, because Bill Belichick took care of all this for a quarter century. They don't know how to run an actual football team because one guy did it.
Uh-huh.
So they're calling out, making sure their rookie quarterback is quote-unquote progressing properly, even though they could simply just watch the games each week and know that themselves. They don't need to call outside the organization.
So their eyes see that he is developing.
No, you're missing it.
No, no.
I'm telling you, anyone should be able to see that.
Right.
They are unable to because they don't know what they're doing.
Wait a second.
That's my point.
So now they are so unaware of how football is
yes.
that they can't see what the rest of us can see.
Correct.
In an 8-year-old.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That he is developing, and that Mayo and the coaching staff are doing their job to develop him. But they can't see that, but we all can see it. But let's call other places to really, really figure out how that's done, because those guys can't do it.
I believe that the Crafts blame Belichick for the failure of Mac Jones. They see another rookie quarterback having success.
Right.
And they're trying to do this to ensure that doesn't happen again, even though it's not necessary to be done. I believe that is it, and it's also that Kraft is so horned up about the Hall of Fame that he wants it to be more and more that he's involved with this what appears to be very successful prospect that they took at third overall.
I mean, it's dipping your toe a little bit in the area where it doesn't belong. Like, if you have full confidence in Gerard Mayo and Elliot Wolf and Alex Van Pelt.
Right.
Well, because what was the key word in the offseason, Greg? For this entire organization.
Collaborative.
Collaboration. So shouldn't they be collaborating with the guys in the building instead of calling other people across the league?
Right. Yeah. And the other thing is that since Mayo was on with us, which is shocking that nobody asked him directly last week until Greg did about the Breer report, why wouldn't the Crafts come out and say, right, we stand by Gerard Mayo, these reports are false?
Yeah.
Why has there been literally...
Because Mayo said it. They're like, all right, Mayo covered it.
Okay, but Mayo's on an island because he's not the one who was reportedly to have said anything.
Or maybe they're like some people, like how we see the world in two different things. Maybe they're the type of people who are like, we're not going to entertain this nonsense.
Or maybe it's Robert Kraft saying, yeah, I did have a conversation with somebody and that did come up, but that's not why I was calling around to all of these people.
Like, I can assure you the organization makes it clear when reports aren't accurate.
A 617 texter on the Subaru of New England text line, find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com, says, for years, the Crafts could not be meddling owners because of Bill, and now they can meddle all they want because it's somebody who's under their thumb. So,
yeah, and that's a bad thing.
And the whole Bill Belichick ruining Mac Jones, it wasn't they ruined him as a player on the field on how they were coaching him. They ruined him, and I bet Kraft knows this, on the hiring of Matt Patricia. That's clearly the issue. So where Robert's looking at and going, okay, we're hiring guys that are offensive-minded guys to work with Gerard and help out our young quarterback is completely different than what Bill did in Mac's second year.
How did Gerard Mayo react to this report to us?
He was pissed.
And who did he first mention and defend? Alex Van Pelt.
That came afterwards.
He took it personally as a shot at Alex Van Pelt.
Yeah, it was fake news.
Which I like the fact that he's standing up for the guy.
Drake's had a great play. It's like, who do you think's responsible for that? It's Alex Van Pelt. He's responsible for that.
Right. So that, you know, there's been a lot of people, myself included, that have been very critical of the coordinator. So maybe Robert Kraft said, let's not do this again where a bad coordinator ruins our great rookie quarterback. Doesn't that make perfect sense to everybody?
Yeah.
If he blames Patricia?
No, I all it does is undermine your coach, your GM. That's all it does.
He doesn't care because he hasn't corrected the record. He's allowed this to sit out there for a week now.
That's all it does, in my opinion, is undermine the two guys that you hired.
Well, and that's what Shine was suggesting.
Yeah,
it's not a good thing.
Yeah, I know it's not a good thing. But I don't, like I said, I'm more on the lines of he was just having a conversation. If there is any truth to it, he was having a conversation with another owner, owners, just asking questions like, you know, Greg, for example, I call you up. Hey, what's the best way of doing turkey on Thanksgiving? Covenant.
Yeah, but Wiggy,
hold on. My wife wants to do it. But
okay,
I don't have confidence in her.
Right, you're undermining your wife.
Right, rather,
Courtney, what should I wear?
Rather, you just made your own point.
And Wiggy, don't you do that call before Thanksgiving?
No, rather than during Thanksgiving. Listen, rather than you and I having a conversation about Ty's event. Ty's event's coming up. Oh, I can't wait for Thanksgiving. Hey, you know what? You've carved turkeys. My wife's going to be doing. What are some of the things that you would recommend? And you go, recommend this.
But if you hired your wife to be the turkey carver, you hired her for a reason.
Right.
Because you think she's going to be the best turkey carver. Right. You let her carve the turkey.
Bingo. Let her cook.
And the only yes, and the only way you and I
are not calling around asking her for advice on her behalf on carving the turkey.
That's my point.
That sounds like turkey carving remorse.
That's my point. I think it was just a regular conversation that he was having, and then he just asked, say, you know,
the last thing at the conversation.
Yeah, like what would you you know, what would you do?
He's
with
like, Jerry, you got to fix the curtain situation. And then also, how do you develop a new quarterback like Dak Prescott? I mean, I don't know. Maybe
he did ask that, Jerry would have said, well, I had a really good offensive line that I drafted. Yeah. The Patriots clearly weren't listening then.
Right. Like I told you, Gerard can't win.
We have got to take a break, but we will be right back.